Kia ora, my name is Lonnie Hutchinson and I'm the artist that made the work Hana for Te Pai. So it's very much like a chandelier in a sense, but much bigger. I've always been a huge fan of chandeliers in regards to the way that they reflect light and light around them. I suppose the narrative is actually the creation story from a Ngāi perspective. There are three forms. So we've got Raki Nui, the Sky Father. We've got Papatuanuku, Mother Earth. And we've got Takaroa, the Ocean's Father. And I'm using a Ngāi dialect here because a lot of people would know Raki Nui as Rangi Nui and Tangaroa. In Ngāi dialect, it's Takaroa. And a lot of the time, when you read about the creation story, what is dominant in the dialogue is usually just Raki Nui and Papatuanuku. Not much about Takaroa, but he's really part of this whole thing because Papatuanuku actually had a relationship with both of them, and there were children from both of those relationships. And there are various dialogues that come off these three within Ngāi. While Takaroa was out in the ocean doing his thing, Papatuanuku got with Raki Ura. So yeah, there was a bit of an affair, according to some writing. These artworks are abstract interpretations of a cloak that depicts the star motif and the genealogies. There's actually a story about this cloak that had all these whetū whetū on them. It was linked to the creation story. Stars talk about genealogy. We're all made from stars, they say. So there's that science and that whakapapa. But the cloaks are in width and length slightly different, and that the way that the koru spins either inwards or outwards. So I kind of leave that to the viewer to make up their mind about which one is the female entity and which ones are the males. The work is actually made up of numbers of strands of acrylic and glass balls and ponamu along the bottom. And the three of the cloaks are in a koru format that drip down from the ceiling. I think what's great is the lighting. So the work's going to be on all the time. So at night time, we'll be able to see it when you're driving past. So it's this whole glow and, you know, hana. That kupu, that word means bright or light. So it will operate like what we call the ahikā, or keeping the fire going, because it will be on. You know, so it sort of, I suppose, gives a life in a sense to the building. That means that there's warmth and there's something or someone there to welcome or embrace you when you come into the space. So, you know, keeping the home fires burning, keeping that kind of warmth and that heart for when people are, the public are moving into that space, or even being on the outside of that space, feeling drawn to that space. And maybe even after hearing this or reading more about the concept side of this work, they might even do their own research because they might be interested in Ngāi genealogy lines and re-look at or look for the first time at the creation stories. Because it's really important that the first peoples, that Ngāi have their narrative through the city. There's just significant spaces in the city that have this whole other history that no one knows about. I mean, they talk about the founding fathers, but it's all a colonial white history. And so I think this kind of evens it up. it's about that greater understanding of what's been before and what we see in the future and what we're working towards.